大家好，我是李昂，欢迎收听今天的李昂夜读。前几年媒体还宣称90后是垮掉的一代，一转眼90后也成了奔三的叔叔阿姨。30岁好像是一道坎儿，是一条 deadline， 如今30岁迫在眉睫，可你还没能凑够首付买一套学区房，当年抢了你女神的男同学已经当上了公司的董事长。也许你觉得很无助，觉得束手无策，觉得迷茫和渺小，你担心一不留神就要被同龄人远远地抛在身后。但30岁也不过是漫长人生中的一个普通年岁，管他那么多干什么，活出自己最灿烂的模样才是正事儿。If you're approaching the big 30 and feeling suddenly aimless and insecure about your career and relationships, you might be in the middle of what we know anecdotally as a pre-30 meltdown. Sense of not measuring up.Now that your adult life seems to have officially arrived, you may be feeling the need to get it together, fast. Try not to stress about getting all your ducks in a row by the time you hit 30. The most important thing at this point in your life is to figure out what you want and be working towards it, not to already have it all. Increased insecurity about dating and relationships.Sadness and stress over a breakup, romantic relationship, or lack of relationship is a common symptom of a late 20-something crisis. It doesn't matter whether you're single, married, dating around, or coupled in any form. Your relationship status becomes a daily source of stress and anxiety during the pre-30 crisis. You may find yourself suddenly unsatisfied with a long-term relationship,or anxious about not having gained enough dating experiences in your 20s. Money worries. Suddenly, your financial situation may feel forebodingly unstable and looks a whole lot more pathetic than it ever did before. By the age of 30, everyone should have learned to master certain basic money skills, like keeping a budget. There are plenty of tools available online and off.To help you move towards financial stability going forward. Constantly comparing yourself to your peers. The pre-30 crisis feeds on comparison to others of the same age, and it can lead to a constant nagging feeling that your life doesn't measure up. You may be going on social media to check up on former friends and enemies to see who has their adult life together and who doesn't.But of course, in the end, neither outcome will make you feel better about your own situation. Sometimes, admit where you are and refuse to be ashamed of it. You're doing the best you can. 无论你愿意与否，30岁总会到来。如此畏畏缩缩地迎接30岁，也许反倒会错失人生中最好的时光。30岁这道坎儿，人人都怕迈过它，可是迈过去也就过去了。你有什么奔三综合征的症状吗？把你的烦恼分享给我吧。感谢收听李昂夜读，即使获得最新的夜读节目，听好声音学好英语，请关注微信公众号良声英语，早点休息，晚安 ，Good night。